So our buddy Clarence Hill Jr., of course, who covers the Dallas Cowboys for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, is reporting that Frisco police have arrested Dallas Cowboys wide receiver Terrence Williams earlier this morning for public intoxication, which is a Class C misdemeanor, after he crashed his Lamborghini into a light pole and left the scene of the accident. Now, the accident happened up near Lebanon Road, which is not very far whatsoever. That's like super North Plano, South Frisco, not far from the Star at around 3 a.m. He was arrested at his house at 5 a.m. Also given a misdemeanor charge for leaving the scene of an accident. As of 11:30 this morning, Terrence Williams was still in jail. The Dallas Cowboys are aware of the arrest. Now, of course, he has been sidelined and has not been able to compete in any of the offseason activities because of the fractured foot, that he will remain sidelined until training camp. But, man, you talk about a guy who the Dallas Cowboys easily could look at and say, you are the odd man out with this receiving core that we've brought in. Terrence Williams again. Clarence Hill with the report on this, arrested this morning for public intoxication, and as of 1 hour ago, he is in jail. Good job, Terrence.
Not really great timing.
Can't figure out how to go out of bounds unless it's drunk in a car.
That's pretty harsh. Pretty harsh. I don't know that I can really disagree, though, strongly. There's certainly an odd man out, or maybe two or three odd men out in that receiver's room right now, and he's not doing himself any favors, but I don't look at this as, like, anything good, you know? Like,
I don't
look at this as, like, an out, like, we're ridding ourselves of Terrence Williams. Terrence Williams is what he is. He's not a dominant number one receiver. Whenever Dez Bryant went down and he had to slide into that role, it did not work out well. That's understandable. If you take away the number one receiver for a lot of teams and you move everyone up a slot and you try to compensate there, it's not going to work out great. But it was particularly not great whenever that happened with Terrence Williams. But he has so much more experience than pretty much everybody else in that receiver's room right now that you need him to be there. I don't know if this gets him cut or not. Certainly the injury doesn't help his case, because injury and getting in trouble, you've become a lot less necessary. But this would be a big loss for the Cowboys. I don't look at this as the possibility. Who slides in and takes those reps?
I think you can slide in. You know, Michael Gallup isn't going to suck if he's given the he doesn't have to be the number one guy. You've got Allen Hurns. You've got Cole Beasley. You've got options, obviously. Now, I don't know, do they have the guy? Michael Gallup probably would be the closest thing to what Terrence Williams can bring you. But I don't know, again, and you'd have to look at the language in his contract if this is something, because they owe him enough money where he's going to be on the team, barring something like this happening, where I don't know what the language would say. Is this contract detrimental, where you can get out of the contract? Who knows? But this is just not good for Terrence Williams. One, and I've never understood this with guys this rich. Look, I go out a lot. I live in downtown Dallas, and I enjoy going out and enjoying some beers and whatnot. I always take an Uber, and I'm not rich. I don't make a ton of money.
T-Will can afford Uber.
But he's drunk driving his Lamborghini around at 3 o'clock in the morning. Get an Uber, man. Get a Lyft.
You're not as flashy, though, if you're not driving the Lamborghini. You don't buy the Lamborghini
to
drive around and have people see it. That's pretty much why you're buying it, is so people see you in the car, which is fine. If you have the means, knock yourself out. But, yeah, it's not like the NFL doesn't have a system in place to where they have the number that you can call and someone will come pick them up anywhere they want, whenever, and take them anywhere. I mean, they have all sorts of resources that are at their disposal. And, again, Terrence Williams will never be remembered in this league as being one of, like, the more cerebral-type receivers.
Oh, no
if that's
doubt.
If that's the nicest way that I can put it. And, I mean, this is the guy who I remember after one of the home Cowboys games. He somehow, like, lost his phone in the locker room between, like, changing and being in his locker and being in the, you know, the training room, he was trying to tear the locker room apart, trying to find his phone. And we were all just like, how, like, nobody here stole your phone. Like, he's looking at us like we did something wrong, or like, maybe you're just not the brightest guy, and this doesn't help you out.
That one, you're drunk, and so, you know, it's not a DUI because he left the scene of the accident and ends up at home.
It's really worse.
Yeah, and so, you know, you crash your Lambo, and then you're like, nobody will notice a Lamborghini sitting crashed at this pole. I guess I'll just go home.
I'm just imagining it's like Wolf of Wall Street whenever he leaves the country club in his white Lambo and he gets home. And later it's just torn torn to hell.
That was one of the funniest scenes of that movie, watching him try to walk and he flips down the stairs when he was on those, what were those, like quads or something like that? Qualudes?
Qualudes, yes.
Yeah, whatever you call them. So Terrence Williams, again, has been arrested on a DUI or a PI, a public intoxication. Should we ask Rowdy about it? He's right there. So Terrence Williams currently, as of an hour ago, was in jail on a charge of leaving the scene of an accident and public intoxication. But when you look at this wide receiver group, yeah, I mean, to your credit, unless you feel like Noah Brown is ready to take a step up.
Which the only person who thinks that is Steve Dennis, because he went to Ohio State.
Well, you know, so. I liked Noah Brown. I was glad they drafted him last year, and I still think he might have something. But here's your guys. Tavon Austin. Williams is going to be counted on to be a part of that. But Tavon Austin, Cole Beasley, Allen Hurns, Michael Gallup, for sure, we're going to be on the team. I believe Noah Brown will be the fifth with Terrence Williams. So now, if for whatever reasons you say, okay, we're not going to, you're not on a level where we're going to let this slide, plus coming off the injury with the foot, you know, if you don't keep Terrence Williams, Deontay Thompson probably makes a team, or Cedric Wilson, the rookie that they took in the sixth round this year. I don't know who it would be, because Michael Gallup and Noah Brown are probably the only two guys size-wise that have what you would expect from Terrence Williams.
Yeah, and I don't know that I'm necessarily even thinking about size, and I'm trying to think of comparisons and trying to fill the role in that way.
Well, kind of the way that you would play the position and trying to get downfield and do what he does.
I mean, I'm looking for production on any level. You know what I mean? Like, I'm looking for a guy that you can throw it to him and you know he's going to catch it. You don't. Atlanta, in their good year, their success wasn't just that they have Julio Jones Matt Ryan. They have reliable veteran receivers that you can throw them the ball and you know that they're going to catch it, and that they're not going to be a net deficit. You know, that they're not going to tear you down. And right now, with Terrence Williams not part of the thing, at the very least, Terrence Williams is an average number two receiver. You know, he is a net plus on your team, especially whenever you lose a guy like Dez. Oh. So you take that away. And then, yeah, I know we're distracted right now, but if you take that away, then all of a sudden, everybody's getting bumped up, and you're potentially not going to be depending on just one rookie, maybe two rookies, or Michael Gallup and a Noah Brown type who doesn't have any real reps on this level in games.
Yeah, because if you remove Terrence Williams, and your top three guys would end up being Hurns, Beasley, and Austin in some sort of order. You know, and then, like, to your point, Gallup and Brown would be probably the other two guys. How much do you trust them to come in as a year two and a rookie to make an impact? And, okay, yes, Terrence Williams has made some boneheaded mistakes. He is not often what you would want him to be. I don't think he can be a legit number one wide receiver, but as a number two wide receiver, he does essentially what he's supposed to do.
It's just not smart. I mean, it's.
But again,
what do they say? The worst time for the team is the periods in between training camp and all of that stuff, to where they're out of pocket, where you don't really know what they're doing. You're dealing with guys that have all the money in the world and they've got all sorts of time on their hands.
Well, and this is a guy, again, with the foot injury, the fractured foot, that should be taking care of himself. And you don't know when it's the foot and you're a wide receiver, obviously, you have no idea. Did you lose anything? What's going to happen? So for all we know, Terrence Williams, when he comes back in training camp, may not be what he was. He may not have the speed that he once had. We'll see, but something like this, obviously, is a massive red flag and a check mark against him in a group of wide receivers in which, I mean, they've got a bunch of guys. They brought in a bunch of new guys. They drafted two. They
just signed, nobody you've ever heard of.
Yeah, and they signed three in free agency, so just right there, that's five. So there are going to be more than one odd man out. There are going to be odd men out. And I, if I was Terrence Williams, would not be wanting to do anything coming off a foot injury to throw up a sign saying, hey, maybe I should be one of these odd men out. But again, Terrence Williams arrested this morning in Frisco on a charge of public intoxication. He crashed his Lamborghini in a light pole at Lebanon Road, left the scene, and was arrested at his house this morning, charged with a PI and also a misdemeanor charge for leaving the scene of an accident. According to Clarence Hill Jr., our buddy and colleague here at ESPN Radio, doing it for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram.